they tell you you're tough?
Said somewhere between 4'6 and 4'5'6.
Why'd you decide to run today?
Because I know I can do better. I've personally done better, and I want to break my records, not just anybody else's.
What's your personal record?
4'4'7.
You know, what's this whole experience been like for you in pro day? I mean, is it everything you imagine it be?
Yeah. I mean, it's just getting out there and showing everything you've been working on the last couple of years and not being lazy the last couple of weeks. You shouldn't, you know, be satisfied with what you're doing in the field or what you're doing during the combine. You're about to go against the best in the world, so you got to be prepared.
Miles, what feedback are you getting from the NFL teams, including the Browns?
I mean, they're happy with what I've done, happy with my workouts, and they appreciate me as a person. And I just look forward to the opportunity.
You still plan on not being at the draft?
I do. I plan on being at home.
As a pass rusher, what do you feel like you'll bring to the table at the next level?
Wins.
When you look at some of your schedule and stuff, what are some of the things that you've already done? What's coming up for you in terms of meetings with teams and visits and things?
Got maybe two more visits. Now I'll be meeting with the Bears, 49ers, but trying to shut it down other than that, keep on working so I can be prepared for the first day.
You already been up to Cleveland?
I've not.
Hey, Miles, competing today, does that just kind of show the consistency of your ability?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a one-time thing. I can do it. I can open it up anytime. So no matter if I'm coming off of 4 weeks of medical in the combine or 3 weeks of straight work, I'm trying to improve.
Are you coming off 4 weeks of medical at the combine?
4 days.
4 days.
Sorry. But that was something I've never experienced before at the combine, at hospital visits, but it was enlightening.
Miles, you get a chance to meet Coach Jackson, Sashi, if you had a chance to meet Jimmy Haslam too, the owner of the Browns?
I have not.
What has your interaction been like with you and with Sashi and some of the people that work for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, we had dinner. They are just chatting me up, wined and dined me, just talked about what I'd bring to the table, and they were satisfied with what they heard.
Did you feel like you guys formed sort of a bond? Like, what was the rapport like?
I felt like it went well. We had a good experience. There were no moments that went wrong for either of us, and we went about our business.
You know, Miles, how did you mentally prepare for being the potential overall pick after the season?
I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. I could slip to 5 or I could stay at 1. I mean, that's not in my mind. My mind is on wherever I go, I'm trying to be the best right away.
People talk about the value of a quarterback versus the value of someone that disrupts the quarterback. Just your thoughts on that philosophy of being a guy that can affect the passing game and the run stop.
I mean, quarterback can only do so much, but in defensive end, he can pick off the ball, he can get a sack, he can stop the run, he can be on, I guess, not all phases, but he's more athletic, so he can be on special teams. He can do so much for the team. Scoring points is nice, but if you keep from scoring, if your offense or special teams doesn't have to do too much.
Miles, I know you said it didn't really matter where you go, but for talking heads or for folks that think maybe you shouldn't go as high as you're projected, anything you'd say to them or in defense of yourself, I guess?
I mean, I'll let my work speak when I get there. So when I have the chance to shut them up, I'll take that chance gladly.
Miles, where are you with your degree here at A&M?
36 more hours left in architecture.
Miles, what would you like to do with some of the benefits financially that you're going to have as a top draft pick?
I'm really not going to be dipping into all that amount of wealth yet. I'll probably spoil my parents. They raised me, and I have the chance to finally give back, and I'm going to do that. But personally, I won't be doing too much of it.
Talk to Jadeveon Clowney about the draft process or just about the NFL at all?
I have not talked to him.
I guess this is the last formal event you'll have here at A&M?
Yes.
What's that feeling like, knowing this is kind of the last thing?
Bittersweet. Love seeing my guys one more time, but I know we'll still connect and we'll still be around each other.
Hey, Miles. We saw your grade against the run for each of your 3 years here at A&M. What do you attribute that to?
Put in the extra work after practice, get in the weight room before and after, and work with my coach every single day to work on my angles, work on my power, and just work on my hands and lockout.